You got it, Doug.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and I love it, I love it, I love it. I am always chomping at the bit to get back on air and expose corruption and defend our precious constitutional republic. We're now more than a month into the gun grab push on Sandy Hook, and we know exactly what they're doing. They're coming for our guns, but that signifies a lot more. What does it signify? Why are they so desperate to get the firearms now? Why are the globalists pulling out all the stops? We're going to be looking at that today. And the Washington Post is reporting and confirming what we have been saying for several years is going to be their attack profile, because the top victim disarmament tyrants, the top mafia dons posing as the anti-gun lobby, told us that they may just go directly to an executive order. Rahm Emanuel said that 3 years ago when he was White House chief of staff. He said that 5 years ago when Obama wasn't even in office. Also in another separate speech, but he said it 5 years ago and then 3 years ago, that they would use executive orders or rulemaking to take our guns, and that they would just put us on a no-gun-buy list. Outside of law, they have a no-fly list. And he said, just like you have a no-fly list, we'll just put whoever we want, mainly veterans and conservatives, on a no-gun-buy list. And we're going to play that clip again today, but the Washington Post has come out, and because they want to report to everybody first, to all the lemmings. But it's just their old plans regurgitated, so we knew what their plans would be, how they're going to get our guns. And it's just, you go in to get a gun, and you can't buy one. But I have no criminal record. I've never been adjudicated to be mentally ill. Doesn't matter, Jack. You can't get off the list, so shut up. And then, of course, you'll also get a letter saying, come turn them in to the local police department, or you will get SWAT teamed. Now, this is over-the-top aggressive, and it's very unconstitutional, outright illegal. Just because they even pass an unconstitutional law doesn't mean it's really law. But when they just come out with, oh, the UN's the boss of the military because we said so. Oh, we're going to open the border up because we said so. Remember Obama last year started legalizing illegal aliens without a law? This just did it by fiat executive directive, not even an executive order. He just wrote a letter to the head of the immigration services telling him to do that. So more and more he's getting away with it, and the pliant Congress is going along with it. So now they're sending up trial balloons. I remember a few months ago, before the Sandy Hook tragedy, I said he's going to use executive orders to go after our guns, because I had a different anti-gun groups bragging he'd do it. I mean, it's love to say I predicted it. No, they told us what they do. And they said that they use executive orders, and now, sure enough, they're getting ready to do that. And it will cause resistance, which is exactly what they want. The new terrorist is the gun owner. For a decade, all the real training, almost all the real training, has been about gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, in the fetters, anti-New World Order people. Basically, folks whose elevator goes all the way to the top, people that can tie their shoelaces, people that own their own businesses, people that actually read world newspapers, that actually read Council on Foreign Relations, press releases, people that actually read think tank publications, generally successful entrepreneur, upper middle class, wealthy people. You are the enemy of the mega bank mafia, because they know you're informed, they know you know what's going on, and so you are listed as the enemy. All authoritarian systems for thousands of years, when they would come in and take over an area, the Romans would do this. Alexander the Great would do this. Others after them would do it. First Alexander the Great, then the Romans, and then the Byzantines, and throughout. They'd come in and assess who the upper middle class was. And that's the group they just wipe out. Pol Pot, same deal in Cambodia. Fascists do it. Communists do it. Authoritarians do it. And they're not worried about the dumbed-down mass out there that doesn't know how to tie their shoelaces. They're worried about those of us that are aware of their criminal mafia takeover. We're the only ones that can stop them. That's why.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least a freeway.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here on the radio, and then I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well, blasting out across the United States and worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I know we have a lot of new listeners this week and on this Sunday broadcast because of the Piers Morgan interview that I was part of Monday night. Normally, Piers Morgan is literally a small pothole on the road to tyranny. He is really not someone even worth mentioning because he only has about a half million viewers. His viewership basically doubled last week after I was on because it's one of the first times in decades someone hasn't been in a total and complete brain-dead coma during those interviews. And I had a lot of advertising executives, high-level media people, a lot of them send me emails and texts saying you did exactly the right thing, trying to break people out of their trance and point out that if there is an attempt to confiscate semi-auto firearms, now they're expanding into basically even bolt action. They're trial ballooning that, and I'll go over some of those reports here in a moment, that there will be organized resistance to it. And you're going to be called a terrorist when you don't turn your guns in, and it's an excuse to have a purge against American gun owners. And I had Ron Paul on Wednesday, about a day and a half after I was on CNN, and he concurred. He said, I've always said guns are the line in the sand, and it will cause a civil war in this country. Former Congressman Ron Paul concurs with my analysis. The media tried to spin it, the old dinosaur media, that I was calling for a revolution. No, I want a restoration. The globalists, the collectivists, they are the revolutionaries overthrowing our republic. They call us the heirs and the you know, other communists that have advised Obama over the years have written books, Bill Ayers and the rest of them, calling us counter-revolutionaries. They see themselves as the revolutionaries. I'm a restorationist. I want the Republic, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what made us so great back. Instead, the revolutionaries have seized control of government. They're demonizing the Bill of Rights, Constitution, free market capitalism for all our problems. We have problems because we've gone away from that and are being bankrupted, being made poor, being made dependent on the state by design. And again, the very same players that have hijacked our nation, they brag about that. And the big problem that we face here is that the Republican Party at the top has been bought and paid for by the very same political interest, the globalist. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and a handful of other megabanks that control the issuance of over $1,000 trillion in fiat money that they've bought up the governments with. And the exact same policies that are being put in place in Australia are being put in place in Africa, are being put in place in Asia, are being put in place in Western Europe and Eastern Europe, are being put in place in Latin America and the United States. and other areas of North America, like Mexico and Canada. It is the exact same program. Did you know Europe, under an EU law, just had their health premiums doubled? I have the London Telegraph article on that. You notice they've announced the average premium is now doubling. People on top of the premiums doubling are going in and learning that on average, the different fees and things have doubled. And you're also learning that they're taking 3.8% now out of your paycheck on top of all the other taxes that are taken out. The average person out there is losing about $200 a month on their paycheck. People are freaking out going, I thought I would get something free. No suckers, you're not going to get anything free. In fact, here are some of those articles right here. This is out of Town Hall Report. Obamacare triggering double-digit premium increases. Here's another one, CNBC, Obamacare, double health care premiums. There's that report. And then here is another one, London Telegraph, young women to see insurance premiums double. Because it showed that young women are some of the safest drivers. Well, that was discriminatory. You're not allowed to have lower prices. Your prices are going to double. But don't worry, everyone's are going to increase. Yours just double. That's under new EU rules. See how that works? The poor Obama phone lady, nice lady. She goes, Obama gave us a free phone. He's going to do more. Poor people that are living hand to mouth. Working with jobs. Oh, yeah, we did some research. The Obama phone lady has a job. They're called the working poor who just dream of having a phone. So the government has to take money from other people and give them one. Where if they would just not take 14% out of their paycheck, not counting all the other taxes. The Social Security taxes now increased. It was 10%, 13.8%. 13.8%, and they're just going to keep raising it. Democratic Party came out this week. That guy's typing it in. I want to show people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. For radio listeners, just type it into a search engine. For anybody that wants to look this up for themselves, the Democratic Party is now announcing, we're going to go off the cliff again if we don't raise payroll taxes again and a whole bunch of other taxes. And again, they know it's going to put the country into a cardiac arrest. They know California is bankrupting the general public. That's how the big mega banks come in and buy up all the stuff for pennies on the dollar. The same mega banks on record who all have publicly been caught trafficking in hundreds of billions of dollars a year. You heard me, hundreds of billions a year apiece in narcotics money and owning the aircraft that fly the drugs. And when they get caught, most police and feds are told to stand down. It's come out in Vanity Fair, Esquire, you name it, over the years, reports of where the police will go ahead and bust a truck or a plane landing full of cocaine, and national security badges get flashed, and they sometimes still arrest them, so there's a record. And then, you know, the FBI shows up and says, stand down, stand down. That money is then laundered through these big banks, and the aircraft are owned by them. And even that comes out in court, no one gets in trouble. And that's what I want to get across to you today before I get into all the big news here. We have a mafia running our country and running the world. They call themselves a organized crime syndicate. They brag about it. They brag in Financial Times of London. You name it. I've read the quotes here. We've written an article called Banks Declare That They've Conquered the U.S. and Europe. Dozens of links, video clips of world leaders saying, we're going into an authoritarian world government run by six private megabanks. We're going to bankrupt everybody and collectivize them at the grassroots where you are living off of government contracts, even if you have a private job. But then a handful of banks and corporations are exempt from the law globally. They're offshore. They found the article in the Washington Post about the next fiscal cliff debate's begun and they want to raise the taxes. So this is how they maneuver your country towards economic destruction. Everybody remembers when you were in college and living in a dormitory and had no money and had two jobs, those of us that put ourselves through college. And you remember how every day in the mailbox you would get a credit card instantly authorized for $1,000. And how your friends all had credit cards for a while and suddenly had all this money to go to the shopping mall and buy all this junk. I wasn't stupid. I knew what it was for. I had credit cards to get gas and stuff like that for emergencies, and I never used them. And I remember them calling and raising my rate because I wasn't using my credit cards enough. I had a couple of them. And I wasn't even some big, you know, spendthrift person. I just knew because my parents explained to me that credit cards were a scam. Now, by the time I was 23 years old and had made a few films and was already syndicated on 10 stations or so and started having money come in, guess what happened? They stopped sending me credit cards. Now that I'm a big syndicated radio host, one of the biggest in the country, I don't get any of them in the mail. But everybody I know that doesn't have a pot to pee in, they get credit cards every week in the mail. That's the globalist, because they're giving you credit cards backed up by the taxpayer. So they don't care if you don't pay, they'll just get bailed out. But if you do pay, they're going to sucker you and sucker you. That's the New World Order, government by loan sharks.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com. UTOPIASilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, thank you for joining us on this 13th day of January 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. You know, I don't hype things up that don't deserve to be hyped. You know that? I didn't make a big deal out of the Piers Morgan situation before I flew to New York to confront him face to face, even though I had a good idea what was going to happen. It was the biggest story in the country, as rated by Google and a bunch of other sites that do that. You can just look it up. Number one story on Twitter for 2 days worldwide, not just here in the United States. So one of the biggest stories in the world, and I didn't hype it up beforehand. I'm going to talk about that some here in a moment and how it ties in to the battle for the Second Amendment. And why are they coming after the guns right now? What does that signify? But I will say this. If we get this fish in the boat, tomorrow is a show you're not going to want to miss. And I don't count my chickens before they're hatched. It looks like the fish, knock on wood, is in the boat already. But until I am back at home base on dry land, I am not going to celebrate this until the fish, very nice fish, by the way, is in studio with us. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., you do not want to miss the broadcast. I will just say that. And the eagle has landed. The catch is here in Texas, making their way here right now, ladies and gentlemen. So you'll want to tune in tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying. I intended to get mad and get in his face and put him on notice, Piers Morgan, if he deceived me in any way. They promised not to have victims on before me. I just knew they'd do it. I said, you're going to have victims on before me. They go, oh, of course not. And I said, well, I just want you to know I know you are. Of course they did. And I said, I'm not going to go over factoids. I know how you work. You're going to ask me, you know, how many people got killed here, how many people got killed there. I said, I'll debate that some, but I want to get into other issues. So I had my FBI statistics that showed, and again, I'm incorrect. I keep showing violent crime down 21% in the last 15 years, roughly, and more than 11 points of that since 2007. It's accelerating, and it's FBI.gov, and I've shown those here on air to radio listeners. I've posted it at Infowars.com at nauseam. In fact, here it is. We'll document cam it again and show it to people. Violent crime, FBI.gov. Okay, and you can go right in here, and it shows just since 07. The 11-point-plus% drop. Now, I started getting calls from listeners, and then I finally saw it on Fox News, saying, hey, why are you whitewashing this? It's better than you say. So I finally went and looked it up, and I'm doing a piece later next week. I apologize. Gun violence is down. General violent crime with guns, a whopping 49% nationwide in the last decade. People are like, hey, man, why are you saying it's only 20? That's violent crime, period. Stabbings, baseball bats, bricks, stomping people's brains out with steel toe boots. That's down 20-something percent. Okay? 49 for gun crime. And I've been hearing this, and people were getting in my face about it. I'll be honest. I spent hours, multiple days on the FBI site. There's thousands of pages there. And then I was on Opie and Anthony's show, one of the biggest shows on XM, and they were like, okay, Alex, we like your show. You know, we know that you use a lot of statistics. Why are you using FBI statistics when you say you can't trust the government? And that's a good question. And I want to answer that question now here to the full audience. Those numbers, you have to know where the numbers come from. Those are compiled for more than 60 years at the local level. And they're some of the most accurate numbers out there because every
murder, every suicide, every stabbing, every carjacking gets recorded. And they're very accurate numbers because they're diversified, they're wide spectrum, there's county, there's city, there are state review boards that oversee it. Whenever something's diverse or spread out, that's when it's more easily trusted historically. When something's centralized, I don't trust the FBI crime lab because I've interviewed Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, the former head of the FBI crime lab, who went public back in, what, 1997, that they were framing people en masse at the FBI crime lab. So, see, I happen to have done my research, even on different regions. I even know the histories of most big crime labs. So you have to know the type of statistics you're looking at. Here's a great example. Unemployment numbers. I've had, no exaggeration, probably 30 top economists on, from the former head of policy at the Treasury, Dr. Roberts, to Mark Faber, to, I mean, you name it, we've had them on to break down those numbers. John Williams years ago, we're able to get him on one time. Shadow Stats. These are recognized top guys. Top, I'd say women, but none of them are women. I mean, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, William K. Black. Go look it up. I've interviewed them. They all agree unemployment's above 20% the last 5 years. The television tells you it's 8.6, 8.7. So, yes, they had old numbers 20, 30 years ago that were still skewed a little but pretty much accurate. Now they've got fraudulent numbers on that front. But I don't want to spend the entire broadcast here just getting off into statistics with people. The point is, Switzerland, you can look this up, has the lowest crime rate in Europe. Everyone by law has to own automatic weapons. They have local weapons caches of grenade launchers, hand grenade launchers, missiles, bombs, you name it. Anybody who doesn't know, just look up gun laws of Switzerland. It's not just that you've got to have full auto hidden in your house, and they come by and you get fined if the police can find your guns. Did you know that? You get a fine. They do yearly inspections. Switzerland's not been invaded in 300 years. No one dare invade them. Our Constitution on the Second Amendment is based off the Swiss. And they've got redoubts built on all the roads, all the highways. The message goes out on radio, TV, or on a loudspeaker. You are to grab your weapons and run to the local base that you've got keys to that's full of grenade launchers and howitzers, you name it. And the whole country's trained to kill. And they have the lowest crime rate in Europe, one of the lowest in the world. Because everyone's a trained killer. No one would even dare. These shootings are incredibly rare. Because people are just riding around their bicycles with full autos on their backs. Our Constitution did not get invented by us on the Second Amendment. It came from the Swiss, who got the idea from the Dutch. The Dutch have since been pretty much disarmed. See, that's why history is so incredible to know. And the police, well, the Canton State Police, because there's really not even a federal government. It's a consortium of the cantons. The states don't trust the federal government. Again, we're based on that. We're supposed to be a very small federal government. And they're not allowed to come in your house without a warrant except for guns. And they come, and it's a huge fine if they can find the guns. Because you're supposed to have them so well hidden, it's your job to pay to do this, that a foreign invading army could not find your guns and make you turn them in. I mean, that is incredible. You've got they do inspections to make sure. And again, up in their mountains and hills, I mean, literally, Rob Dew worked over there off and on several winters because he's a big ski guy. And he would talk about they'd be up on the mountain and be halfway tired, and the Swiss would go, let's just open this armored redoubt. And they'd go in and smoke cigarettes and drink halfway down the mountain in an armored keep with just high-tech weapons everywhere, grenade launchers, you name it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rides for free. Nobody. You think we're going to continue to let a bunch of foreign banking mafia that openly run narcotics and weapons worldwide come in and take the country over and use us as their muscle worldwide? And now they want our guns? They're doing that because they're getting ready to drop the hammer on this country and collectivize the general population by bankrupting us. All right, let me start getting into the all-out assault on the Second Amendment. Number one, they get up on television and they say, look, we just want reasonable gun control. Nobody wants your weapons. Then you read what the Attorney General has written, the UN, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi, Rahm Emanuel, Sarah Brady, all these people. and they want the total abolition. They want all guns taken. And the very same thing's been done in country after country after country. First they register, then they confiscate the semi-autos. Then they confiscate the bolt action. Then they confiscate the single shot. And they say, if you can go through all the background checks and do 100 different things, you can have your gun in a locker at a shooting club where you check it out, and there are off-duty police there that oversee you. And then you can go out and shoot your target. And then they ban hunting because they don't want you in a primitive, normal human activity. They want you domesticated, and only government specialist SWAT teams are allowed to use force. This is social engineering. And so many of them, like Bertrand Russell, you name it, wrote books about how they would domesticate us, how they would create this nanny state. You see movies like Demolition Man that came out in the 90s with Sylvester Stallone. You're like, man, why is that? Why are we becoming that movie where the nanny state's a police state and everybody's surveilled? How did they know that? They didn't just. The government's not imitating Demolition Man now. Demolition Man is basically written along the lines of the type of world the system wants to build. Whether it was Aldous Huxley or whether it was Bertrand Russell or whether it was H.G. Wells, who wrote mainly nonfiction, they were all eugenicists who planned this world scientific technocratic takeover. And you got to hand it to them. They built the world they want. And they've gotten control through the fraud of the central banks that can buy the world up for nothing. And I keep going back to that because it's the central area. It's the central core to everything I'm talking about, is that they're trying to create an artificial habitat, an artificial world, an artificial system. And they can't have men being men. They can't have citizens knowing it's up to them to provide their own security. They've got to have a crime-ridden, big-city, corrupt mafia system where you're begging for more and more police who are actually enforcers of the system. Now, I'm going to play some clips of this, and then I'm going to get into the really important news. And it's all up at InfoWars.com right now. Democrats move to strip political enemies of the right to own firearms. Rahm Emanuel, as White House Chief of Staff, said this. We're going to play a clip of him saying it after this first clip. But that's why it's important to understand this. And Kurt Nemo links directly to the press release put out by the group that the Washington Post also covers, sweeping new gun laws proposed by influential liberal think tank made up of Rahm Emanuel and others. And again, that's right. That's what we were able to tell you years ago, their plan. Executive orders, ATF rules outside of congressional law. That's in here. Going after gun manufacturers outside law with executive interstate commerce action. And you're like, well, that's unconstitutional. So is saying NATO and the UN are over our military. So is Obama saying, hey, Congress, you won't shut down coal power plants? I'll shut them down with an executive order. Totally illegal. He's getting away with it. So is giving thousands of companies health care waivers where they don't have to get Obamacare, but you do, that bankrupts your company. And I could just keep going and going and going. For so-called conservatives out there, your leaders are telling you we should all be passive and we should go in there and be nice. Listen, when I went in there and Piers Morgan started with the, I don't want your guns, no one wants to take your guns. He was saying that to me before we went live. And I said, listen, you've called for British-style laws. He goes, preposterous. And when I brought up on air that they have, I said three times, some numbers are five times higher violent crime than we do. They just kill you with knives and clubs. And the home invasions are off the charts since they took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Well, I guess it was 95, so it's like 17 years ago. The point is that he said, that's preposterous. No, there were no fires, no riots in England. I mean, they have them all the time. I've got two crew members that live over there, and I mean, literally in the nice neighborhoods, there's muggings every day and killings. And so I'm sick of it. I'm not going to play ball with them where they're up on the pedestal and they sit there and dictate everything. I laid out the warning. I put out a petition to have you deported because you're engaged in internal manipulation of our system. You are engaged in trying to foment the overthrow of my Bill of Rights and Constitution. And that, my friends, for a citizen, is treason. But he's not a citizen, and there's federal rulings he can be deported. But I didn't think he'd really be deported. It was a way to point out we've got a bunch of foreigners and synthetic citizens, like Fareed Zakaria, saying Congress have the courage, ban the guns. So I got in his face and told him, listen, 1776 part two is going to kick off if you do this. And Ron Paul was on my radio show 2 days later and said, I absolutely agree with you. Not that we're looking for this. This is going to happen. You think Judge Head out in West Texas last year saying this was coming if Obama got back in is happy about it? It's what's going to happen. And a lot of you are like, well, let's be pragmatist and turn the guns in. Why do they want the guns? Look at how the Bill of Rights is under attack systematically. Look at how the warrantless wiretapping they now admit is for the American people and totally illegal. They just do it. Look at the, quote, gang checkpoints being set up on highways all over the country under federal grants where they search your car without a warrant. Totally unconstitutional. It's at the Supreme Court where they're going to start taking your blood at checkpoints without warrants. They're now doing forced inoculations all over the country outside of law. It's illegal, but they do it. Just like they take your baby's blood at birth illegally. I told you 15 years ago about it. People didn't believe me. Now it's declassified. Ladies and gentlemen, if you study history and tyranny, we're following every one of it. They want an internet kill switch. They're trying to push that through. They're doing everything right now. So I got in Piers Morgan's face big time. Big time. Let's go ahead and play part of my confrontation with him. Here it is.
Piers, thanks for having me.
Why do you want to deport me?
Well, we did it as a way to bring attention to the fact that we have all of these foreigners and the Russian government, the official Chinese government. Mao said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. He killed about 80 million people because he's the only guy that had the guns. So we did it to point out that this is globalism and the mega banks that control the planet and brag that they've taken over in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it, brag that they're going to get our guns as well. They've taken everybody's guns but the Swiss and the American people. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies, being used to arrest people in North Dakota. The Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Take the women in India. Your piece earlier on CNN was watching during Anderson Cooper's show. Didn't tell you that the women of India have signed giant petitions to get firearms because the police can't and won't protect them. The answer is, hey, wait a minute, I have FBI crime statistics that come out a year late, 2011. 20+% crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime. True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths. Those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken.
All right.
We will not relinquish.
We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the audio clips where they admit they plan to take your guns under a UN treaty. This is all about the UN treaty coming up, and it's about enslaving you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start getting to these clips. Now, remember, they play these games with you. Hey, we don't want your guns, but in New York and Chicago and other areas, that these globalist crime bosses, and that's who they are, they're all connected to organized crime, you name it, wherever they're in control, they take everybody's guns. The general public's guns. And it's very, very simple. They don't want us like the Swiss, never invaded, everybody armed, incredibly low crime rates, small police force because you are, it's your job to protect yourself. No, they're a big government nanny state. And they want you asking permission to cross the street. They want you asking permission to wipe your hind end or to wipe your nose. And that's what America's turning into. I look at the average American, and they look like deer in the headlights, lemmings. But here's the message to the mafia, and that's what I told Piers Morgan. The message is this. It doesn't matter if you've turned 50% into drooling minions that are afraid of their own shadow. You're not getting our guns, Jack. No matter how many of us you persecute or try to scare, you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Okay? It's not in my DNA. I'm not doing it. It's over. And it's not in the DNA of a lot of other people all over this land. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, north, south, east, west, we get it. And worldwide, people get it. Folks are asking for guns all over the world. The women being raped in India are being asked for them because the cops are in on it a lot of times. The answer is arm the women. And let me tell you why they're panicking. The gun culture is rising. Women's magazines everywhere. I saw that CNN article, guys, I told you about. That when you print it for me, the headline is Mom Gun Owners, the New Face of the Second Amendment, CNN. Or Armed Moms, the New Face of the New Face of the Gun Debate, or something like that. And there were like three or four cases last week where women had home invaders come in and shoot and kill people. In one case, it was like three guys busted in, and the woman said, "Stop, stop, stop." They still busted in. She pulled out the handgun and shot them all. That's what you need. Because let me tell you, this country's going into a depression, and they don't want people to protect themselves during this collapse. Now, let's start going to the clips. This is from years ago. This is Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff, talking about how they need to take into the congressional elections. There it is. Gun rights groups say Georgia home invasion proves their point. And the link to that CNN story was Armed Moms, the New Face of the Gun Debate. And it goes on to talk about the mom taking down the bad guys. And you hear it all the time on local news about some woman alone and the guy busts in and then she hides herself in the bathroom and warns him. She'll be on 911. Mister, don't break it down. Don't break it down. The 911's like, don't fire at him. Don't fire at him. Don't defend yourself. And the woman shoots him. And the cops get there and the guy's dead in the floor. But Rahm Emanuel, in the article where they're now proposing what we've warned you about ad nauseum, they're saying, oh, we're going to use executive orders, rulemaking outside of law, and we're going to just have government agencies, like we put you on a no-fly list, and there's now over 2 million people on a no-fly list. No judge, no jury, no proof, no reason. Members of Congress, Fox News reporters, CNN reporters are critical of TSA. You're put on the no-fly list. I've been put on the watch list. It's come out in even mainstream news that Matt Drudge and myself are in the secret files of the TSA because we dare criticize it. It's a political persecution. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. They use papers, please. You can't travel if you're not a good globalist, or they harass you or don't even let you travel. And now Democrats move to strip political enemies of the right to own firearms. They want the power, and they've already done this. Clinton did this with a bunch of veterans with no criminal record and not even a psychological designation, where you try to go buy a gun, they go, we don't know why, you can't ever buy a gun. Then you get a letter in states that are federally controlled, hey, Bob, we're going to come confiscate your guns, come turn them in. You're like, but I don't have a criminal record. Well, you're in the NICS system, and it says you can't own guns. But wait, where do I appeal this? There's no courts anymore, Mac. You either come turn your guns in, or the state police in Illinois are going to SWAT team you. And they even brag. Illinois, in this press release put out by this group, they brag, led by Rahm Emanuel, that that's going to be the model. In fact, they've said New York and Illinois are the model. Sweeping new gun laws proposed by influential liberal think tank. And here is Rahm Emanuel, where they're just going to put gun owners on a gun list. And they're going to put you on the no-fly list, too, but I always said they'll just use it on gun owners because they said they would. Now they're just saying you'll be on a no-gun-buy list. No judge, no jury. We're just going to say you can't have guns anymore. And that's what the ATF says in the new bill Feinstein brought forward. No judge, no jury. They just send you a letter and say, come turn your guns in. Totally arbitrary. They're God. They're dictatorial. And they're already doing this on so many fronts. Oh, you're an insider? When they nationalize General Motors, you can keep your General Motors franchise. You're not an Obama supporter. You didn't give them a bunch of money. You can't. Oh, you're not an insider. You can't keep your coal power plant. You're not an insider. You can see this is mafia government. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of Rahm Emanuel telling supporters, we're going to put you on a no-fly list because maybe you're a possible terrorist. No judge or jury. Five-year-old kids have been put on it. And you're never getting off. Well, now you're going to be on a no-gun-buy list. Official. They're announcing it. Here it is.
We've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Yeah.
And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list, and the NRA, I know where America's going to be every time.
All right, let's stop
right
there. Right
choice.
Now, again, I read back at the time they said this, what they were actually proposing, and it's just, they just put you on a no-gun-buy list. And now the IRS is saying, no judge, no jury, if you haven't paid what they claim they want or you're even in dispute with them, you can't get on an airplane. And Congress wouldn't pass that law last year. IRS said, we've been told we can just make a rule. Oh, it was just for Al-Qaeda, huh? Who the government now put in Libya and Syria. No, it's always been about libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, gun owners, returning veterans in the training manuals. You're the target of the mafia because you are a real American. You know about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Low taxes, states' rights. You are diametrically opposed. So you either roll over to the mafia and let them rob you, or you're going to be listed as a terrorist. I got a better idea. We're going to expose you as the mafia. We're going to expose you as a bunch of crooks trying to steal our liberties. That's treason. Read the Declaration of Independence. Trying to steal our liberties. Now, let's go to the Attorney General saying, let's brainwash the public against the Second Amendment. And he's since come out again and said, make people ashamed of it. Here it is.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Okay, let's move on to the next clip. This is Dianne Feinstein on 60 Minutes saying if she could get the votes to outright ban your guns, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn them in. While she has bodyguards, is worth $100 million, her husband's a billionaire, and she's got a concealed carry in a city where it's almost impossible to get one. See, they're always going to have a gun. You're not going to have one. They're going to make you want that big government. They're going to make you get up there and beg to suck on that thing. Let's go and drink that poison. Drink that government Kool-Aid. Here's Dianne Feinstein.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with the second hour, and we've got the Daily Show attacking us, saying we're paranoid, nobody wants our guns, even though the bills say they'll confiscate most of them. We've got Conan O'Brien, we're paranoid, nobody wants our guns. We got the politicians, nobody wants your guns, crazy man. Don't get upset. Oh, it's discrediting to get upset. Bull. They want you in a coma, quietly going along with them. They're scared of you getting mad. They're scared of you going to every town hall and shouting them down as hypocrites with their own armed guards and their own concealed carries. They're a bunch of scum. Get in their face. Call them out for the mafia. They are the insider trading scum they are. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.